Hi, this is Bob Christopher, and you are listening to Basic Gospel, a program that helps connect you to the love of Jesus Christ. Well, all month we've been talking about the love of God that has been poured out in our hearts by Jesus Christ. We've been looking at verse after verse after verse in the New Testament. We're excited to announce today a free resource for you. We've compiled all of these verses that we've been talking about into a single pamphlet, and we want you to have it. It is available to you free of charge. You just go to our website at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net, and you will find a link right on the home page for you to order that. So take advantage of this. It has over 34 different passages on the love of God that are contained in the New Testament, powerful verses that help us see how the love of God spells itself out in our day-to-day lives. Today we're going to look at a verse in Ephesians chapter 5, and as we look at this verse, we're going to talk specifically to husbands today, or to men who want to be husbands. And the passage is Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present to her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one. Now, this is a profound mystery, but Paul says, I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. So, husbands, if you want to know what God is asking of you as far as marriage is concerned, this passage spells it out. And it is very specific. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. Wow, that is an incredible mandate. That is a huge burden of responsibility that has been placed on our shoulders. Now, oftentimes we substitute that command, that imperative, with wives submit to your husbands as to the Lord. We try to help our wives submit to us. Well, that's not what God called us to do. That's not our job. What God has called us to do is to love our wives as Christ loved the church. So if we have any observational skills about this particular passage, we're going to hone in on that phrase, as Christ loved the church. So we have to ask ourselves the question, how has Christ loved the church? If that's the way we are to love our wives, then we have to know how he has loved the church. Well, all throughout the New Testament, we see Christ's love for the church demonstrated. First, in the fact that he sacrificed himself. He gave himself up for the church. He offered his body. He shed his blood so that he could present his bride, the church, holy and blameless before God the Father. And God the Father was satisfied on our behalf with the blood of Christ Jesus. So we see this love is a sacrificial love. So if we're to love our wives as Christ loved the church, it's a sacrificial love that God has called us to. Now, this isn't something that we can do on our own. This isn't something that we can muster up through self-effort, through human effort. We can't tie straps around our boots and try to pull ourselves up to make this happen. We have to rely upon God's Spirit to pour out his love in our hearts first and foremost, and then enable us to express that love to others. Last week we talked about a verse in Galatians chapter 5, and it said this, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So if we're going to love our wives as Christ loved the church, we must learn what it means to walk by faith in the risen Christ, to truly rely and abide in the love of God that has been given to us in Him. That love is a love that is patient, a love that is kind, a love that is not envious or jealous, a love that does not boast, a love that is not self-seeking, a love that does not rejoice in evil. It's a love that rejoices in truth. It's a love that hopes the best, believes the best. It's a love that perseveres. That's the type of love that God has for you and me. And as He pours that love into our hearts, that's the love that we can have for others. So if we're to love our wives as Christ loved the church, then we are going to be patient with our wives. We are going to be kind with our wives. We are going to believe the best about our wives. We're going to hope the best about our wives. We're going to rejoice in the truth about our wives. And we are going to persevere through thick and thin with our wives. That's the love of God that has been poured out toward us in Christ Jesus. And as we learn to abide in Christ, to walk by faith in Christ, that's the type of love that we can express to our wives. Well, let's stop right there. Let's take a little break and talk about some exciting events that are upcoming. First, I want to mention our event out in Vacaville, California. It is the Hear It, Believe It, Live It Tour. It is a great opportunity for our listeners out on the West Coast to come and gain a solid foundation in Christ Jesus, to really get connected to the love of God. We've done these seminars for 30-something years, and every time that we present the fullness of the gospel, we see incredible things happen in the lives of those who attend. We've had many people say that our conferences are the best marriage conferences they've ever attended. Now, we're not going to talk specifically about marriage, but you're going to get the foundational pieces for every successful marriage. If you're a husband, you're going to learn what it means to love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wives, you're going to learn what it means to be submissive or to respect your husbands and why that is so vitally important. If you're a parent, you're going to learn how to make your home a safe haven for your kids, how to cultivate an atmosphere of grace and acceptance so that real relationship can take place. That's what this Hear It, Believe It, Live It tour is all about. All the information on how you can sign up and be a part of it is available at basicgospel.net. And let me tell you, it's one of the best values out there, $19 a person, $29 a couple. All the information on how to register is at basicgospel.net. Come join us March 7th at the Valley Church in Vacaville, California for this one-day seminar. It may actually change the way you live your day-to-day life. We also want to thank our great sponsors, KDIA Radio and KFIA Radio, and the Valley Church for helping put this event on. Also, as we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, we have a wonderful free resource available to you. It is titled You Are Loved. It's yours just for the asking. Go to our website, basicgospel.net, click the link, fill out the information, and we'll send one to you as quickly as we possibly can. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We are talking about Ephesians 5:25, husbands love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. It's one of the most important verses, I think, in the Bible as far as practical application of the love of God, practical application of this gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news. So, husbands, if we will take the lead and learn how to love our wives as Christ loves the church, then we can see our marriages actually becoming good news stories. Our marriages are a reflection of the great love Christ has for his church, and it's incredible that we get to reflect that to the world as we learn to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Now, let's look at some practicality in this particular verse. And men, I'm talking to you, and I want you to picture yourself as three circles stacked one on top of the other. So do you have that? Three circles stacked on top of the other, kind of like a snowman. Many of us are having pretty severe weather, lots of snow all over the place, lots of snowmen being built. Well, picture three big snowballs, one on top of another. Now, each of these circles represents one part of your humanity. So the top circle represents the spiritual aspect. We are spiritual beings. God created us that way. The middle circle represents the soul. Now, the soul represents the mind, the emotions, and the will. It's the human personality, so to speak. So we have the spiritual aspect of man at the top. We have the soulish aspect of man in the middle. And then the third circle represents the body. Now, on each of these levels, we have specific needs. Our need on the spiritual level, for example, is for unconditional love, for unconditional acceptance, and for meaning and purpose to life. Those are the things that make us human. Those are the things that we long for at the deepest level of who we are. And those needs can only be met on a spiritual level as well. They can only be met by a spiritual being, Jesus Christ himself. He's the only one that can love us unconditionally. He's the only one that can accept us unconditionally. And he's the only one that can give us real meaning and purpose to life, something that transcends the world system, that takes us above what we see out in the world and gives us something of significance to live for. And that's to make ourselves available to Jesus Christ to live his life in and through us. So if you're not connected to the person and work of Jesus Christ, you're going to be lacking at that spiritual level. You will be on this lifelong quest, this search, this journey to find something or someone to meet those spiritual needs. And everything that you try is going to come up lacking. You're still going to feel empty. You're still going to need unconditional love, unconditional acceptance, and meaning and purpose to life. So the way those are met is through this relationship with Jesus. It's being born again into the kingdom of God. So that's where the gospel message comes into play. Jesus' death, Jesus' burial, Jesus' resurrection. Those three aspects of the work of Jesus Christ are done to meet that deepest need in our hearts. I can't tell you the number of people who have responded to the good news of Jesus Christ, and they've been born again, and they've found what they've been looking for. Their search has ended. Why? Because unconditional love is now theirs in Christ. Unconditional love is now theirs in Christ. Meaning and purpose to life is now theirs in Christ. If you're listening to this broadcast today, and you have this sense of emptiness, this longing in your heart, maybe today's the day for you to come to know Jesus personally. And if that's the case, I pray that you will open up your heart right now and receive him into your life. As the Bible says, to all who receive him, they are born again into the kingdom of God, and they have the right to be called children of God. If you're hungry, if you're thirsty deep within your soul, Christ is the one that can quench that thirst. Christ is the one that can satisfy that hunger. Receive him today. Allow Christ Jesus to make you alive just as he was raised from the dead. It will change everything. Particularly, it will change your marriage. So if you've never been born again, I pray that today is the day. And let me just lead our audience in a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming to this earth. Thank you for offering up your life and shedding your blood to take away our sins. I thank you that you were buried and that you were raised back to life so that I could have eternal life. And right now, I receive you into my life as my Lord, as my Savior, and as my best friend. And I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer along with me today, I encourage you to connect with us at basicgospel.net. We want to send you some information that can really solidify that relationship and help you understand exactly what Christ has done for you in giving you new life. Well, this is Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We certainly welcome you today. We are talking about Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. We'll come back to that in just a few minutes, but first, again, another announcement about our upcoming event in Vacaville, California, March 7th, the Hear It, Believe It, Live It Tour. Come join us. All the information on how you can sign up is available at basicgospel.net. Also, a friendly reminder that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported broadcast. We require or we rely on gifts from our listeners from around the country and around the world. And it's exciting to see God raise up a team of people to help support and help get the word out through the airwaves, through our internet presence, through our podcast, through our resources, through our conferences, through all of the many aspects of this particular ministry. So if you would like to support this broadcast, and we certainly need your support and we need your partnership, there's nothing more exciting than co-laboring together in this gospel message. We want you to come alongside and be a partner with us. All the information on how to do that is at basicgospel.net as well. Just click the support link and follow all of the instructions there. Again, if you would like to become a Basic Gospel partner, go to basicgospel.net, click the support link, and follow all of the instructions. Well, again, you're listening to Basic Gospel. My name is Bob Christopher. We're talking today about Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. So in our last segment, we looked at three circles. Those circles represent the different aspects of man, the spiritual aspect, the soulish aspect, and the bodily aspect. Until we have our spiritual needs met, we are going to be unable to fulfill this command in Ephesians 5:25, to love our wives just as Christ loved the church. If we aren't resting in Jesus, if we're not resting in his finished work on the cross and obtaining that need of unconditional love and acceptance from him, then we're going to try to get it from our wives. That's just how it works when we come together. If I'm not satisfied spiritually, if those needs have not been met on a spiritual level, then I'm going to try to get them met soulishly. And if you're married, the first place you're going to go, the first person you're going to turn to is your wife. And you're going to try to get her to love you unconditionally and accept you unconditionally. And I'm just here to tell you, you've doomed yourself to disappointment, and you've just put your wife in bondage. You've just placed a burden upon her that she is unable to fulfill. She's not God. She cannot love you unconditionally. She cannot accept you unconditionally. Only God does that. And she can be a vessel for those things in marriage. But for you to be secure, you need to be relying on the love of God. Well, what happens when you do rely on the love of God? It frees you. Now listen, guys, this is so vitally important. What is freedom in Christ all about? It's about this, the freedom to love others just as Christ has loved you. In marriage, when you are resting in Jesus Christ, when you are resting in the love of God, that sets you free to love your wife as Christ loved the church. Are you free today? If so, you can be a vessel of God's love to your wife. Well, what does that look like? Well, one of the things that we need as individuals, as far as our relationship with Christ is concerned, is security. We are so afraid that our sins are going to separate us from God, that we're going to do something that makes God mad at us, that he's going to turn his back upon us, that he is going to be angry at us, that at some point he's going to punish us for a wrong, for a sin that we have done. So we live our lives sometimes walking on eggshells, fearful of God's wrath. Well, God's wrath has been dealt with at the cross. Jesus took that once and for all. What does that mean for us? It means a secure position in Christ. It means that we are never out of God's favor. It means that our sins have been forgiven once and for all. It means that we have been declared righteous in the sight of God. That's what that means. We are secure in Christ. I love what Paul writes in Romans chapter 8 and also in Galatians chapter 4, that God has sent his Spirit into our hearts to bear witness with our spirits that indeed we are children of God. That's what we doubt so often. And certainly we have an enemy, the accuser of our souls, that makes us doubt what Christ has done for us. But God has sent his Spirit to us in such a way that he brings security into our lives, assurance of salvation. We can know that we know that we know that God loves us and become convinced that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So what do our wives need? They need security. When they overheat, when things are going wrong with our wives, I guarantee you it's because they feel insecure within this relationship. Husbands, if we're going to love our wives as Christ loved the church, we're going to make them feel secure within this relationship, that they're the number one person in our hearts and in our lives. So if you are struggling in your relationship today, there's tension, step back and say, does my wife feel secure? How can I make her feel secure? And when you take steps in that direction, you will be fulfilling this command that Paul writes, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. You have everything that you need. If you're a believer in Christ, you have God's Spirit. God's Spirit is going to strengthen you in your inner man to know what the height and depth and length and breadth of the love of God is. God is going to bring that love to your mind, going to motivate you to express that love to her. You have everything you need to make your wife feel secure and to put her on that pedestal and to see her as holy and without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. That's how you love your wife as Christ loved the church. Well, I hope this has been helpful to you husbands and to you men out there. It is a wonderful responsibility that we have, and God's grace has freed us, and God's Spirit has empowered us to carry it out in such a way where our wives can feel secure and rest confidently in this relationship called marriage. Well, this is Basic Gospel. So grateful that you've joined us today. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition and another verse on love. In the meantime, check out our website, basicgospel.net. If God is moving in your heart to be a partner, click the support link and follow all the information. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel.